forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 41 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 21 tonight. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow, 51. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big week in the state legislature as many legislators were debating a school choice bill in the state of Kansas that would create educational savings accounts in order to take their kids where they see fit for the best education. State News reports that HB 2218 would create the educational savings account and would be filled with the state's funds that are typically used for public schools. The idea is then families could take that money to pay for private schools.
Competition in schools. And a competition's good. A rising tide lifts all ships.
That audio from Cake News. Organizations like Game On for Kansas Schools say they oppose the bill as they see it as a way to remove resources from the public schools that already need more funding.
If those kids leave the public school system, then the public schools have that much. You know, they have a lower head count and a higher proportion of the kids that are more expensive to educate.
Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Highway Patrol, along with the Dickinson's County Sheriff's Office, have arrested a 49-year-old man who allegedly had more than $500,000 worth of drugs in his pickup truck earlier this week. Cake News reports that Darren Denter of Old Monroe, Missouri, was booked for possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, possession with intent to distribute a certain hallucinogenic, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to the police report, he was pulled over on I-70 on Tuesday morning, where police noticed a strong marijuana odor that led to the search of the vehicle. During the search, they found 182 pounds of marijuana, 49 pounds of THC wax, 1,000 psilocybin mushroom candy bars, 11 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, 55 pre-rolled marijuana joints, and 128 4-gram marijuana packages. In other news, the Garden City Police Department have arrested a 36-year-old man accused of stealing from a local church. KWCH News reports the investigation happened after being contacted by the First Baptist Church, saying an individual had been using the church's debit card and the church was missing roughly $100,000. But American Network News.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Public schools in the Grand Island, Nebraska area are working to try and get students better prepared for the workforce after graduation as the public schools held their third annual junior internship day inside the Bosselman Conference Center. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Grand Island Senior High School juniors and seniors at the school had the opportunity to interact with business leaders while doing mock interviews to understand how the interview process works. As the interim superintendent for the school district, Matt Fisher, says the day allows students to further explore the academy that they want to go into.
And I think it really helps them to start polishing some skills as far as interview process. They have to come with a resume in hand, so they've had a chance to prepare a resume, and then they do some work with strength finders and identify where some of their strengths lie.
He goes on to say that the event also allows students to get an idea of what other workforce opportunities are out there.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing,
digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more. And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community. Challenge paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann will host town hall meetings Monday in Marysville at Landau Lanes at 9:15 a.m. and will stop at Snappers in Hanover Monday at 10:45 as part of his annual tour of the Big First District. The public is welcome to attend. Washington County tax sale is planned Tuesday, February 14th at 1 p.m. in the courthouse courtroom. There are 21 parcels eligible for the sale. People who want to bid on properties at the tax sale must register to bid. Registration closes 2 hours before the sale, which begins Tuesday at 1. Ron Wilson with the Huck Boyd Rural Development Institute is our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY. His comments during a recent visit to Marysville will air Saturday morning at 7:10, just before his weekly program, Kansas Profile. Deadline approaching for submitting theme ideas for the Marshall County Fairs this Monday. Contact Georgina Lindquist or Crystal Porter in Blue Rapids. Barnes Community Development Corporation will hold a special meeting of shareholders Monday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hometown Cafe in Barnes, to consider approval of the sale or disposition of the old school building and gym. Amendment of the Articles of Incorporation and bylaws will also be on the agenda. For additional information, contact Board President Nick Sedevi. An informative and interactive Conservation Reserve Program workshop is scheduled Wednesday, February 15th, 10 a.m. in the community room, Seneca Free Library. Hosted by Pheasants Forever, presentations will include Mandy Lang, Farm Bill Wildlife Biologist with Pheasants Forever, and Megan Winkler, CRP Program Technician with the Farm Service Agency. There will be time for questions with the group after the presentation. Learn more about CRP if you're unfamiliar, or get questions answered if you're planning on re-enrolling. No registration. This is a free workshop. Wednesday, February 15th, begins at 10 a.m. in the community room at Seneca Free Library. For more information, contact Mandy Lang with Pheasants Forever at 785-336-2164. River Valley Ag Land Leasing Survey results will be presented at a meeting in Clifton February 21st at 7 p.m. Results of the survey, which local producers and landowners returned, will be reviewed, providing an overview of lease rates for area cropland and pastures. A light meal will be provided. Advance reservations are requested by February 17th at the Clay Center or Concordia office of River Valley Extension District at 785-632-5335 or 785-243-8185. Keith A. Davis, age 88, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Keith Davis. Inez E. Swanson, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away January 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. at the church. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Inez Swanson. Wesley A. Jedlick, age 81, formerly of Hollenburg, passed away December 26th. Graveside service is planned Monday, February 13th, 11 a.m. at the Hollenburg Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wesley Jedlicka. John A. Neatfelt, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday afternoon at 2 of the church. Visitation Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 9 to noon, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Neatfelt. David E. Hearn, age 87, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family greeting friends Sunday, 1 until 3 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for David Hearn.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Come test your knowledge at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night. The evening kicks off 7 p.m. Saturday, February 11th at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Join in a night of fun and interesting trivia along with good company. Popcorn bar will be available as drinks are BYOB. $200 per team of six. Registration and more information can be found at marshallcountyarts.org. Try your trivia at Get Smart with the Arts Night, February 11th, presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler but sunny today with our highs in the lower 40s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s. Temperatures will start to warm up quickly as we head into Saturday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still warmer on Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s, and still clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Temperatures staying warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, before a slight chance for some rain showers over Monday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s, southeast winds between 10 and 15, and gusting as high as 20. Rain showers become more likely on Tuesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and more rain possible Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 44, record high on this date, 79. The average low, 21, and the record low, 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:25. Sunset this evening at 5:58.
What is the science behind weather lore? We will put one time-tested proverb to the test on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Actress Laura Dern shares a birthday with Olympic swimming champ Mark Spitz. Have you ever heard this piece of weather lore? No weather's ill if the wind be still. It's an old-time proverb that turns out to have a lot of basis in science. Wind tends to be stronger near frontal boundaries, and that's also where the weather is the stormiest. If the wind is still, you're likely to be near the center of high pressure, where precipitation is least likely to occur. It's a less reliable adage once the weather warms when convection can produce sudden showers or thunderstorms. For mid-February, though, it's a solid bit of folk wisdom. So remember, no weather's ill if the wind be still. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
Nothing makes a girl happier than chocolate, and Elsie Grace's in Frankfort has chocolate. Chocolate fudge recipes that are sure to please anyone, by the piece or by the pound, put together your Valentine's favorites. And of course, there's many other gift ideas you can choose from as well at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
How about a great job that you can rely on with a stable company offering great benefits? Be a part of a diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall is hiring for assemblers, welders, and painters at the Marysville, Waterville, and Beloit locations. Again, offering stable employment, excellent wages and benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonus. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 562-5381 to learn more.
Cheer on the Chiefs this Super Bowl Sunday on the big screen at the Astro 3 Theater. Free showing with kickoff set for 5:30. Grab some popcorn and a drink as you root for the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. Free Super Bowl showing on the big screen at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's officially time for the big weekend for the big game with many big fans of the Kansas City Chiefs all geared up for the Super Bowl 57 of 2023 as the Kansas City Chiefs are in Arizona taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a tight victory, but a victory nonetheless as the Chiefs ended up becoming the NFC Conference champions again against the Cincinnati Bengals by a field goal 23-20 and going into the game 14-3 overall for the season and atop the AFC West. The Eagles are going in matched with their record as well at 14-3 from the NFC East after their victory in the conference championships against the San Francisco 49ers with a dominant victory 31-7. The Kansas City Chiefs have made it to the Super Bowl in the last three of the 4 years, with all eyes on Patrick Mahomes coming in with a sprained ankle, but being seen on the practice field over the last week. Kickoff for the big game is at 5:30 Central Time in Arizona on Sunday afternoon. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
In 1958, the world was introduced to Buddy Guy.
I shouldn't cry and sing the blues.
The myth, the legend, live. The Damn Right Farewell Tour. Friday, March 10th, First Council Casino. Tickets on sale now at 7clans.com, 866-966-1777, or the Casino Players Club. Buddy Guy, another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces, transportation, housing, digital connections, community resilience, diversity and inclusion, and more. And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community challenge, paid for by AARP.
College hoops back in action over this weekend as the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks are ready to go again. The Jayhawks on the road down in Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma Sooners. That tip off on Saturday at noon. They're coming off their victory on Monday earlier this week against the number 5 Texas Longhorns, 88-80. The Jayhawks are working to rebound after a few losses from last week and currently sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference with their overall record of 19-5. They're in conference play at 7-4. In Kansas State basketball, they're also back in action on Saturday again as well with an evening tip at 6 p.m. against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That game is on the road as well. Kansas State is sitting number 3 in the Big 12 conference with the Red Raiders at the bottom of the Big 12. Kansas State's also coming off a big victory against the number 17 at TCU Horned Frogs, 82-61 on Tuesday. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, their tip-off is at 3 p.m. on Sunday. They're back at home as they take on SMU. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thursday night, Hanover swept Thayer Central. Hanover girls win 55-21. Hanover boys, 39-28. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell hosting Washington County live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Centralia, Frankfurt at Troy. Hanover entertains Donovan West. Lynn is at Wetmore. Diller O'Dell, home to Friend, and Southern entertains Thayer Central.
Be the envy of every tailgate this Sunday with your choice of local meats. Pork, chicken, and beef from everyone's favorite, Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Chicken wings fresh and ready to go, $2.99 per pound, and two-pack pork butts on sale at $1.99 per pound. Always fresh, never frozen. Eat great and celebrate this Super Bowl Sunday from Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Increase wing visitors to your garden by providing fresh water throughout the winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Those in colder climates will need to add a heater, bubbler, or aerator to prevent the water from freezing. Providing fresh water for birds and other wildlife reduces calories and body heat used to melt snow and ice. Make sure your bird bath is weatherproof. Many become cracked and develop leaks when exposed to temperature extremes and frozen water. Place the bird bath in a sunny location and add a few stones to the bottom. This allows the birds to take a sip without getting totally wet. And keep the bird bath clean throughout the winter. An economical and convenient option is to purchase several heavy-duty plant saucers that tolerate the cold and won't be damaged when the water freezes. Change these out every morning to ensure birds have clean, fresh water each day. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
His face is one of four carved into Mount Rushmore. But few know the story of how this well-known president changed the face of agriculture. The story of one president's quest to make American farms the best in the world is this feature on the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Although he's known for his hand in drafting the Declaration of Independence and serving as our third president, Thomas Jefferson was a man devoted to agriculture.
Monticello was a plantation, and the Little Mountain itself, of course, Monticello means Little Mountain, was the center of a 5,000-acre farm.
Peter Hatch is the director of Gardens and Grounds, emeritus, at Jefferson's home, Monticello. The way that Thomas Jefferson learned of new farming techniques was similar to how farmers hear about the new methods today. He read and listened.
Jefferson, you know, often talked about how mostly what he learned was through books, and he had a splendid agricultural, botanical, and horticultural library. He read authors such as Jethro Tull, and he was up on the latest developments in scientific agriculture.
His trips abroad served as opportunities to literally steal ideas that could be put to use in America.
He smuggled back in the United States, for example, upland rice, talked about how the Low Country Carolina rice growers and their dependence upon lowland rices and their living in sort of these malarial-ridden swamps could be replaced by the introduction of this high Piedmont rice that would grow in drier, more elevated soils.
The effort to introduce that rice into this country was truly a matter of life and death.
He, of course, smuggled this in the United States and was returned from France under the penalty of death. And upland rice never really took on in this country, but it was sort of typical of Jefferson's experimental efforts to reform agriculture in this country.
Hatch says taking a look at Jefferson's garden and farm books is a great way to gain insights into how to farm the same land where America's third president once lived. Traveling the countryside in Charlottesville, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a liquidation auction for the log cabin service and cafe at Seneca, including equipment and tools, new tires, restaurant equipment, and collectibles. Saturday, February 11th, sale begins at 10 a.m. They will sell dozens and dozens of new tires, a large selection, plus equipment and tools to include an air compressor, tire machine, balancers, floor jacks, five-drawer toolbox, and other miscellaneous. A 6.5-by-10-foot utility trailer with loading ramp. Some restaurant equipment will include a flat-top grill, a fryer, stove, stainless steel serving table, refrigerators, stainless steel sink, as well as collectibles including advertising and miscellaneous. This total liquidation auction for the log cabin service and cafe at Seneca, Saturday, February 11th, begins at 10 a.m. at the east edge of Seneca at 6 East North 1st Street. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service. For additional details, find the sale bill at kansasauctions.net.
Now is a good time to prune your gnarly old apple tree. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pruning adds light in the canopy, which will produce higher quality apples as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Neighbor has three big old apple trees, and I don't think they've ever been pruned. Oh, they still produce apples, but the fruit is very small and low quality. Old trees can bear nice fruit if they're given the right pruning and TLC. Peter Hurst is a horticulture professor at Purdue University. He says neglected trees become overgrown to the point where the center of the tree is shaded out. To rejuvenate apple production, you have to get fruit buds out of the shade.
That's the whole key to the whole deal, because when you have light, you get these strong fruiting buds producing good quality fruit. If you don't have light, you're going to get those weak buds and poor quality fruit. And whatever system you have, this is what we're trying to achieve, right? There's lots of different ways of putting it together, but this is the bottom line.
He recommends taking out a couple of big branches to get the light in. It creates a hole in the canopy. Sunlight gets into that hole and illuminates all the branches around it. But don't prune out too much in 1 year, because it'll reinvigorate the tree and it'll grow like crazy. That's not what we want.
And so in trees like we're talking about, I would say take out two or three big cuts per year. And big cuts, I'm not talking 1 inch. I'm talking 3 inches, maybe 4 inches, large cuts in those trees. Next year, you take out the next two ugliest branches. And the next year, you're kind of like, well, most of these ugly branches are gone, and now I can get them into more detail. But in the meantime, over those couple of years, new branches have grown with high-quality fruit buds.
Pruning an old tree will lead to higher yields and better quality fruit, but the tree is still old and probably past its prime. Plant some new trees nearby, and you'll have nice apples to pick in the years to come.
Learn more about keeping big old apple trees productive at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Every day I see a fascinating live nature show right in my own backyard. It's a squirrel family. Chase each other up and down the trees, power lines, and across the yard. You know, it made me wonder, can we learn anything from squirrels? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, squirrels are often the animals we think about when it comes to saving up for times that are lean. When they're not racing through the trees and putting on a show for me and my kids,
I see squirrels collecting nuts to bury in the ground and get ready for winter. Now, I'm not suggesting you become a squirrel, but it is important to make sure you have some money saved up in an emergency savings fund. And that doesn't mean you have to hoard all of your money. It just means you have enough set aside so you can cover expenses for several months if something unexpected happens. And when you're being a good steward and preparing for the unexpected, it reduces stress, which ultimately leads to wiser financial decisions without driving you nuts.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Putting U.S. Department of Agriculture Climate Smart Commodities grants to work today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Last year, the USDA approved more than $3 billion in climate-smart commodities grants. Some of those projects are already underway. The National Pork Board, for example, has about 200 farmers in Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri participating in a program to start climate-smart practices. The Pork Board's interim VP for Sustainability, Ashley McDonald.
We have to be very upfront with producers as well about exactly what they get for it and what they might be giving up for it. And I think that's a key thing that all of us and so many of the groups that were funded under this Climate Smart Commodities funding opportunity have a very heightened awareness of.
A Brookings, South Dakota company, AgSpire, is assisting some of the grant recipients who are setting up their projects. AgSpire's Jared Knock reminds farmers that carbon marketplace income should not be the main reason they adopt regenerative ag practices.
There's a lot of excitement about carbon farming and carbon markets in the future, but don't expect carbon to make your farm payments anytime soon. If you have the opportunity to make a practice change that is best for your farm and what you want to do, don't worry about exactly when and how, or if there's going to be 25% more money next year to do it versus this year, just go for it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, mental health is becoming a more common topic of conversation. However, for rural communities, there's still a gap. Oma Jorgensen is the Rural Mental Health Program Coordinator for the Lake Superior Community Health Center. Now, she says providers in rural communities are low and shares how often people are seeking help.
Often, they're just not. They're just kind of keeping it to themselves and not reaching out, not getting the help they need, and that's perpetuating perpetuated by stigma, that's perpetuated by the lack of access, and just it's harder overall. And some of them are turning to things like in Wisconsin, they have the voucher system, so they're able to get some mental health there, and that is good and wonderful, and Wisconsin's really lucky to have that. But not all of them are able to reach out, not all of them are comfortable enough reaching out, so there's some, again, barriers to that. They have to drive a ways away, or they have to use Zoom, and both of those things can really take away from the whole concept and big picture of mental health.
With her farming background, she provides farmers with a hotline to help end the stigma of mental health.
We have a very unique program that's based off of what the state of Minnesota is doing. So I work primarily in northwest Wisconsin and northeast Minnesota, and I have a basically hotline, and farmers call me and I show up. I go sit at their kitchen table and we have conversations. So I go and sit down and we have a conversation that's mental health based and filled with farming language, and I'm able to understand and kind of bring the health care to them because it is so hard to get off farm.
For those that are seeking help, the areas of assistance vary based on gender.
For women, it's a lot of relational and communication barriers. So they're wondering what, like, why their husband isn't talking to them, why their husband isn't sharing. Like, obviously, they're seeing the same stress there.
And let's look at your Ag News on this Friday, February the 10th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. We'll have 41 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old calves by side. There'll be 16 red Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 45-day-old calves, 30 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late February, March calves. There'll be 16 Hereford first and second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for March and April calving. We'll have the herd dispersal of 45 gentle, home-raised, purebred, red and roan short-horned cows. They'll be 2 years to short and solid. We bred to short-horned bulls for late February to April calves. There'll be 80 black cows. They'll be 5 years to older, bred to Charolais bulls for late February, March calving. There'll be 225 choice black and black-white-faced red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll be bred for March and April calves. We'll also have 100 black-white-faced cows, 4 to 8 years old. They'll have October to December calves by side. Also offered will be 2 short-horned bulls. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 15th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming practices that encourage wildlife have layers of environmental benefits that include improving soil health and water quality on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Years ago, farmland around the country was teeming with wildlife, including birds, butterflies, and mammals, because diversified crops and production practices allowed for healthy habitats. Today, the wildlife is disappearing due to factors such as intensive farming practices and homogenization. However, coupling habitat conservation with efforts to improve water and soil health also shows promise in restoring farmland wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says there's a lot of potential in native plants and natural features.
Things like wetlands, grasslands, strategic integration of perennials or pasture, and other natural features are the areas where we stand to make real gains for wildlife habitat. More engineered solutions or solutions related to application of nutrients or the management of nutrients in field, although very important, are not the areas where we see a lot of potential for secondary wildlife impacts.
Riparian buffers, which are natural vegetation along the edge of a stream bank, help control erosion and prevent pollutants from getting into the water. Wildlife like these areas for moving from one place to another.
Wildlife, as a general rule, like to be able to move through different environments throughout their life history. And so connections between different parcels can be important. And also, diversity tends to increase with the size of a patch. And so we find that larger, more continuous patches like riparian systems could be an area to make real meaningful gains for farmland wildlife.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restoring wildlife on the farm at agriculture.com.
Selling at the Triarnic Simmental's 48th annual production sale will be 140 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus bulls, as well as 20 select females, Sunday, February 19th. The sale begins at 1 p.m. this year, with lunch beginning at 11. If you can't make it, sure to watch and register on dvauction.com, where bidding is free. It's a great selection of bulls that will no doubt add profitability to your operation. It's the 48th annual Triarnic Simmental's production sale, Sunday, February 19th, at 1 p.m.
Market information presented by the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, grains are higher right now with corrective buying. Wheat also doing pretty well based on geopolitical concerns. Crude oil and Argentina weather also supportive of those markets. Cattle, well, live cattle up with higher cash and could rally if higher cash is confirmed in the South. Very interesting things happening in the market on this Friday. Here's what we're looking at. Corn for March right now, 679, that's up 8 1/4. May corn, 676 3/4, that's up 7 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 902 1/4, that's up 29 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 895, that's up 27 right now. Oats for March, down 3 1/2 at 377 1/2, and May oats at 372 1/2, and that's flat currently. Soybeans for March, we're looking at 15.39 3/4 right now. That's up 20 1/2. May soybeans, 15.31. That's up 19 1/4. Cotton for March, 85.25 is your current price. That's down 1/4. Cotton for May, 85.54 is your current price, and that's down 40 cents right now. Live cattle for February, up 30 cents at 161.10. Live cattle for April, 163.90. That's up 32 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 186.40. Now that's down 35 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 190.50. And that's down 22 1/2 cents. Here's an influencer on the markets here. Crude oil for March right now, up $1.43 at $79.47. Crude oil for April, $79.67. That's up $1.40 currently. Looking at Wall Street on this Friday right now, Dow Jones up 159, S&P up 6, NASDAQ, though, down 67. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Where's the best place to catch a Wichita State baseball game? It's in X Stadium's All-American Club Suite, located high above home plate. The All-American Club offers a luxury viewing experience and top-notch hospitality. Included in the membership is a VIP reserved parking pass, admission for two to all Shucker baseball games, catered meals, beverage, and bar service. It's always sunny and 70 degrees in the All-American Club. To inquire about pricing or to purchase your membership to Shucker Baseball's All-American Club, call 316-978-7276. Go Shucks!
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's not quite time for producers to be bugging out about wheat pests. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, gives an overview of updated pest guides from our entomology department here at K-State and shares advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests.
In the last 10 years, we came up with some different economic injury levels or different treatment thresholds for some of the pests that we've had some new invasive species. So it should be available through your K-State bookstores. And each local county extension office has 5 issues. But one of the things I might add, it has nothing in there about insecticides. So if you're interested in what insecticides you use, we're trying to answer that with our crop insect management guides. And those should be out by the 1st of March. They are up-to-date information. We always also put a qualifier in there that always check your label. But we've tried to give you some information in those management guides on sampling, what to expect from damage, and that kind of stuff.
Whitworth explains the 3 pests that can cause people to think about early season problems: winter grain mites, army cutworms, and Hessian flies.
Winter grain mites can be in any grass, but they're not noticed. When they do get noticed is when they're in wheat. Generally speaking, winter grain mites, they die off and there's just eggs left over winter. The army cutworm, however, will be out there feeding anytime the temperature's over 45 to 50 degrees. They're really small, so you have to really look. And the Hessian fly is dormant right now. It's in the flaxseed stage. If you have some place in your wheat field where last fall the growers always tell me it looks like it's kind of dying out or has kind of a dark color to the leaves and they're a little more flattened, if you pull those up and you start stripping those tillers, you'll see the little mahogany-colored flaxseed. That's the pupal stage of the Hessian fly. As soon as it starts warming up, the winter grain mite eggs will hatch. The flaxseed will turn into adult Hessian flies, and the army cutworms will continue to grow.
Whitworth encourages producers to evaluate their fields for pests, but to stray away from treating. He also shares concerns about lack of moisture.
Go out and figure out why you had a thin spot in your wheat or your alfalfa. But if it's due to an insect or a mite, it's not time to take action. The wheat's in dormancy. They're not going to feed on it very much, or even if they do, it's not going to cause any problems. It's once these crops come out of dormancy and start growing that we start having a problem. The other problem we're having right now in a large part of the state, we're still short on moisture. If there is an army cutworm problem or if there is a winter grain mite problem, that damage is going to show up even more because those plants are also struggling for moisture.
That's K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with insights on updated pest guides and his advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the ag industry. It will be beneficial to them in future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth. Sheer Quality Furniture is recognizing all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. from Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available.
KNDY.
As we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.